As far as screening modality, of course, mammography has been chosen as a screening test by everybody, but some countries are still using breast physical examination, which we know is not effective in reducing mortality. But I've been trials showing that. There's no reason, but they do include it. And of course, this implies extra recur rates, lower specificity of screening. Invitation usually is based on actual invitation. Well, a few countries use the typical American style, they're waiting for the women to come. And this has been shown to be less effective in terms that inviting women for a given date implies a higher attendance. The age limit is really a mess. Most agree about, nobody agrees actually on the age. Most of Europe screens 50 to 69, and somebody is suggesting that you should lower the age level, though the evidence of screening efficacy below 50 is really limited, and sometimes is statistically borderline significant. And most agree on the fact that we should, if resources are available, we should increase the upper age limit to 74 because it is cost effective. But as you see, a recommendation of the lower age limit and of the higher limits are quite sparse, quite different. So when we're speaking of the indicators I'll show you now, they are referring to different population even in terms of age. And the frequency, UK decided for 3 years because there is evidence that screening is effective. And essentially from the fact that they had no money at that time to screen more than 3 years frequency. And they were right, because you implemented a nationwide program which is effective. Whereas the rest of Europe has said that no, why? We can lose the 3 year interval cancers. We should screen every two. And because it's much more costly and they had no money, they have not implemented a nationwide, apart from the Scandinavian nationwide program until now. So the choice of a larger interval based on the evidence of efficacy was a good choice in my opinion.